I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. MUSC has been awarded more than $1.5 million to help launch a new National Institutes of Health initiative called Environmental Influences on Child Health Outcomes, or ECHO. To talk about this research project is Dr. John Vina. He's a professor and the founding chairman of the Department of Public Health Science at MUSC. Dr. Vina, you're the principal investigator for the MUSC ECHO study. Tell us a bit about this research project.
ECHO is a NIH plan to bring together the best scientists that can look at children's health across the whole country with the mission to enhance the health of our nation's children for generations to come.
And what part is MUSC playing in this ECHO research?
Well, there's two programs here at MUSC. One is our pediatric cohort, which is all the children that participated in the National Fetal Growth Study, and MUSC was part of that, will be brought back in and will study their health and wellness for 7 years. And then the other part of it is that Dr. Andy Atz, chair of pediatrics, will also be part of a clinical trials network that will look at bringing children to centers throughout South Carolina to look at their health over the course of time.
And you mentioned there was a prior study that laid part of the groundwork for a part of what MUSC will be doing in this research. Tell us about that.
Yes, Dr. Newman and the Department of OBGYN brought in 400 mothers from throughout South Carolina to MUSC and studied details of their pregnancy and then also how the children grew in utero and then measured them at the time they were born.
And the children involved in that study will be participating in this new phase of the ECHO study.
Yes, not only the children here at MUSC, but at 11 clinical centers throughout the United States, so over 2,400 mothers and their children, and we'll bring them back in to assess their health and wellness over time.
And what's the hope after all of this information is gathered, not only from MUSC, but other participating institutions? What's going to be done with this information then?
The information from all the studies that are at 35 centers throughout the U.S., that will inform then the pediatric trial network to put in interventions or plans to maintain the health of children. The main focus will be respiratory health, obesity, neurodevelopment in terms of risks for things like autism or attention deficit disorder and prevention of those disorders, as well as growth and development early in infancy.
And what are some of the areas of investigation in this study?
One of the unique things about the studies will not only be able to look at things like air pollution and exposures to chemicals, pesticides, et cetera, but we'll also be able to look at the context of what neighborhoods they live in and societal factors, stress of the mother and the child, where they go to school. And so it's going to be the first study of its kind that will look at all the combination of all these things that will help us study the health and wellness of children. So again, our study will be combined with others throughout the country, and over 50,000 children are going to be studied over this seven-year period.
Dr. Vina, thank you for providing this information about the ECHO Research Initiative.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.